Breakfast with Ali Clark.
Weekdays from 6
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Joining us is Tammy Franks, Greens MLC. And this week, Greens will introduce a bill to legalise cannabis. Tammy Franks, do you really think there is appetite for this in South Australia?
Absolutely, Ali. It's high time we legalised cannabis. I think South Australians are ready for it. I'm not sure the Parliament was expecting it, but I think if we had the conversation and if we put it out to the people, we will come back in this next Parliament and under the next government, I believe, with a sensible system that recognises that prohibition has failed, that there's a lot of money to be made, and we could take it out of the pockets of crime syndicates and put it into the tax coffers for South Australia and indeed invest it in health and stop criminalising people, particularly those who seek cannabis as medicine. That's the worst of the war on drugs, that is really a war on people, when we criminalise sick people. So it's a win-win, I think, and the ACT has led the way. Victoria is taking a look at it, but we could be the first state to move that way, to have food, wine and weed from our clean, green environment as a tourist attraction.
And so you think that that would be a tourism draw card, you know, South Australia, the weed state, on all of our licence plates and stuff?
Well, we wouldn't put it on the licence plates. It is the festival state, and indeed we do promote our offerings, and we have no compunction in our fine wine industry, and we know that weed grows here very well, and we also know that people consume weed. That is actually the reality. Prohibition is a failed policy, so let's get real.
So what changes would you make? Would you be able to buy it at a restaurant or just consume it at home with your friends? I mean, how would you change the law?
The bill that I'm introducing is would set up what would be called the Cannabis Licensing Agency, and that would take charge and would be in some ways, if people wanted to imagine, a bit like liquor licensing. So you'd need a license for any commercial operations, whether that's production, manufacture or distribution, retail. However, there'd also be a home grow component of up to 6 plants as well. So it's for those personal use, adult use, there would be that option as well. It's very much an industry that would be restricted to adult use, and have prohibitions on advertising, on where it could, you know, licensees could operate, not at new schools and childcare centres and the like, as well as, you know, not being able to be consumed by minors in those environments.
Just quickly, Tammy Franks, you're not going to have a vote this side of the election, that you just put the bill up
and
it'll...
No, I'm proposing to put the bill on the agenda for this state election. Okay. I believe the people of South Australia might actually be able to have a quick word with their local candidates and MPs to be elected, and then as the ACT has taken a small step, hopefully we could take a stride forward in getting real about drugs in this state.